What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Mogo City Radio. We're going to get moving with Bomb Squad. Underneath my dead boy shirt, got a bomb strapped to my chest. Hell yeah. All
right. Well, none of us, of course, though.
Ian and Bomb Squadron only on.
Authentic in
God damn it, I did it again.
Pogo City Radio.
Okay, that was Bomb Squadron on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Second show of the night. We had a blast. Hope you enjoyed the previous show with Sean from Frontline Attack. Had a lot of fun doing that little conversation. But let's get to the rest of the pogoers and start things off with Devil John.
What's going on, fucking Pogoland? I'll tell you right now, it's great to be here, that's for sure. Doing another fucking hour of some in-your-face authentic fucking punk rock.
Authentic in-your-face.
With the pulse so fucking close to the underground, you might as well call it the asshole. But what's up, everybody? Speaking of assholes, what's up?
Oh, great.
Nice segue.
Right?
Let's say hi to the other assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Pat from Hate Trash. Oh, Poison.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey,
what's up, everybody?
Come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Doing what we love.
Getting drunk and pogoing on Pogo City Radio.
And
now,
we love every minute.
Pat, singer of Hate Trash Disaster, hanging out on the show. A regular floating in and out. You guys can come hang out with Pat and the rest of the Pogo crew tomorrow night, Stiff Pogo Palooza, with Stiff Peters Productions, Recovery Promotions, Pogo City Radio. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. We're talking about Hate Trash Disaster, Screwhead, Admit Nothing, Aim Fire, and Four Ages. So, Pat, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man.
Yeah,
it's good to be back here in Pogo City.
Damn right. And why don't we, at the beginning of the show this time, let's remind everybody what's going on May 21st.
Oh, the Murder Junkies at the Works Tavern
Fuck
and
yeah.
Kitchen in 42 Market Street, Bangor, Pennsylvania.
Gigi from the grave. Speaking of the grave, the day before, huge show going on. Punk rock block party teaming up with Pogo City Radio at the Alternative Gallery in Allentown, May 20th for the Undead. Also going to have Sick 86, Admit Nothing, Totally Gnarly, and another special guest that we'll have to announce next week. But let's continue on with the introductions and talk to the lovely Rude Girl Jessica and Sarah Bear.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Yeah. Jessica, quiet
tonight,
man.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Pogo? You're like, hey, everybody.
Pass that girl another beer.
Okay, I heard myself in the last episode.
I don't think anybody else can hear you, though. Talk now.
Hi.
There we are. Oh, the lovely rude girl Jessica. Whoa. So nobody heard your your shitty fuck up. So let's try this again. And the lovely rude girl Jessica.
Oh yeah. What's going on, Pogo Land?
Take two. All right. Okay. Okay. But let's get to another special guest we got on. Good friend of mine here with a good cause, talking about my man Black Cat.
Hey, Pogo City. Glad to be back for part two.
Hell
damn
yeah.
Right. So why don't we let the new listeners hear what you're all about?
All right. Thanks for having me on again. The Bodhisattva Foundation. We started in January doing homeless outreach and just trying to help anybody who needs any assistance at all, like anybody less fortunate. We can be contacted on Facebook at Bodhisattva Foundation 2017, and that is Bodhisattva. And what we do is we get donations wherever we can. Like today I made 50 sandwiches to hand out tomorrow at our next outreach. And what we do is we actually hit the streets and we find anybody in need. And we hand out food to them, clothing, cosmetics, toothbrushes, toothpaste, anything we can get our hands on to help out a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolutely great cause, just a good outreach, especially if you're in the local area, the Lehigh Valley area. I mean, make sure you hit up Kat and his crew. They're really trying to get out there on the streets and do some good and not really looking for anything in return except for a helping hand. So make sure you guys check out the Bodhisattva Foundation?
Close enough. Bodhisattva Foundation.
Yeah, Bodhisattva.
Oh, yeah, because I'm just supposed to know how to say that.
He said it like six times.
That's right. You'll go get it by next show.
What's the deal with the name?
All right. Bodhisattva, it's a Buddhist term. And here, I'll read you a quick quote here from Thich Nhat Hanh, and he talks about who and what a bodhisattva is. And I'm pulling that up right now. Okay. And he says, his quote is, "A bodhisattva is someone who has compassion within himself or herself and who is able to make another person smile or help someone suffer less." Every one of us is capable of this.
Most definitely.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think just we should all be giving back.
Well, was that? Sorry I didn't get you there.
I think we should all be giving back to our community.
Definitely. And that's exactly what I'm focused on, is the community in the Lehigh Valley. Like I said, I grew up here my whole life. I did a lot of dirt here, which means it's time for me to give back to this community a little bit. And too many people just walk by the homeless and act like they don't exist. But they're here, and something needs to happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you guys have any problems getting a hold of Kat, you can hit us up on Facebook.
And we'll link you up.
We'll plug you right in with Kat. So Jess, honey, why don't you introduce the next song?
Okay. We got Subterranean by Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards.
Oops. Fucked up. There we go. We'll try that one again. Okay. Here's Subterranean.
Subterranean. Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. Everybody.
Take two.
Carnival of souls.
trails where the false prophets promise you heaven and hell. I scourge the underbelly of the city, see design. I'm monopolizing us with deceitful mission vibes. I'm the antichrist, the poltergeist. I demand a sacrifice. I ain't so nice, so be advised. Your empty guys survive. Mocking screams with laughter after you. I'm coming after. I'm the pride that brings the rapture, but the seals are broken wide. Showed up loaded, got pissed off and exploded, yelling at Wesley Skin for spilling beer. Terry Rue came on in to calm it all down, said, come on man, we all gotta be in here. Diggle fighting is a war, going Bradley's war. Alicia's got a problem with the mannequin. Gave a girl and some girl, it's the end of the world. Looking for weed, gold in a hand. Gordy's lighting fire, shooting dope, slashing tires. Brian Giffen's lying about the girls he's pulling them. Rabbit smoking crack saying, I got a problem. Drinking too much and doing heroin. Skin and glory got the glory. Past the space, a different story. Benny stole the sign right off the caravan. Becker got a job there and went out on the nod. Knucklehead went to jail again. Oh yeah! Up as all those guys, but you know, that's just the way I remember it. The Skunks, yeah, the crew of the Skunks. That song's for all you guys, you know, past, the present, the dead, or the alive. I'll always remember you.
All right, now that was Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards.
Yo, what up, Lars?
With Subterranean. Now, this jogs my memory a bit to something that happened today. So, I'm at my real job with the lovely rude girl, Jessica.
Oh, yeah. You have a job?
And right?
It's hard to believe with this crew.
We noticed, actually, we should tell that story later, how I definitely got in trouble at my job that totally had something to do with Pogo City Radio. But, like...
You look at your phone, man.
But...
So stop going on fucking Facebook Live.
Yeah, but definitely. But on a different note, what the fuck was I saying? Oh, okay. So we're sitting there, and we're seeing that the Rancid Dropkick Murphys Bouncing Souls tickets the Stone Pony are going on sale in 1 hour and 8 minutes. And now, look, I love the sound of Rancid.
That's right.
I do. I don't know what I think about Rancid. I don't need to get into that. The music, though, it's great. It's cool. It's good. You know what I mean? Dropkick Murphys. Oh, yeah. I like a lot of the Dropkick Murphys. Yeah. Bouncing Souls. That's cool too. But these aren't bands that I'm like obsessed. Okay, that's cool. But like for me, none of these bands are bands that I'm infatuated with. All right.
Whoa. How much is that ticket?
So it says it's like $40, right? And I'm like, okay, that's three bands. I can do that.
What are the
and then when the total Ticketmaster price for two tickets to the goddamn Stone Pony was $123. $123.50.
Ticketmaster always.
I'm sorry.
Always had problems with this.
I am not a snowball's chance in hell would I ever pay that much. I'm sorry.
And people made fun of Eddie Vedder.
Where's the place at? Where's it
I
at?
Really miss the Sunday matinee at CVs for $2.
See, that's why.
Well,
it's
Airport
a fucking
Music
Hall,
fucking live $5
Nation.
For like
it's
five
it's
bands.
Summer Stage and blah, blah.
Yeah, Live
Nation. CBGBs, but I don't care.
As soon as Live Nation gets their hands involved with anything, you're already paying.
No, Ticketmaster had problems all the way back to the 90s.
Well, you got
to
remember, everybody made fun of Eddie Vedder for this.
Eddie Vedder, this motherfucker.
Even flow.
But that's not. Fuck Ticketmaster.
But then, look, you look at the Philly show, right? The Philly show.
Those
tickets look like they're... I think they're going to come to after these bullshit fucking hidden fees. I think they actually might come to like $40 or $50. I'm going to have to look into that. But now I'm just not sure if I want to go at all. Like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Rancid? So, I think if you remember
that.
One of those bands,
$25,
like, put us on the guest list so we can,
$25,
like,
dude, Rancid. Come on,
it
man.
Wasn't,
it's
no, it wasn't. It was 100.
Boom.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's how much it should be.
$25 to see Rancid.
Because it's 2017, and It's come on, Rancid. Come on, man. They're rich.
But then again,
you're fucking rich.
But you know what sucks now? I
could have
got Dropkick tickets. For my buddy makes a kilt for Scruffy, but apparently now Scruffy's no longer in the band.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. No. That dang.
But yo, I posted this on Facebook. That shit has like over 100 comments, and it's just some big debate about Rancid.
Yeah, I'll go for 25 bucks.
And this and that and what's okay. It's fucking good though. Get up on there on the conversation.
I didn't go anywhere near that post.
You got the money.
Say Woodstock or something. You know what I mean?
Like, what the
yeah.
fuck?
That's what, dude, I went to Holidays in the Sun at the Stone Pony. That shit was like, I don't know, like 70, 80 bucks, and there was like 50 bands, and they were bands that like I was obsessed with. I mean, it was like Defiance and the Casualties and the Virus and the Lower Class Brats and all that type shit. Went to Viva La Punk, CBGB's, 60 bands, 60 bucks, 3 days. CB fucking GB, 60 bucks for 60 bands. I ain't paying.
That's the price
100.
I like.
That's what I'm fucking saying. That's what's punk rock right there, all right?
That's the
I don't get paid off that, but come on. Like, let's go. Don't get me wrong. I ain't shitting on nobody making money. I'm not one of those people. Oh, no, but $125.
Yeah, they have money.
Okay.
That's the thing. You know they got money right now, so they could be doing the smaller, not smaller shows, but the less expensive shows. You know?
Yeah, but what kind of like tour cycle are these bands?
Oh, it's a big
like
tour.
Doing,
this
like...
is Boston to Berkeley. This tour, it is a big tour.
So you're talking about like Diesel Fuel going on?
Yeah, not
know,
no $125. Not going to convince me. I don't give a shit. 10 years ago, Aerosmith backstage, $90. Giants fucking stadium. Like, kiss my ass.
Okay,
on Aerosmith,
back
$90 backstage?
But they
come
actually
on.
Made money on their albums at that point in time, too.
Yeah, it makes sense, though, because on average, you can only share only maybe like two bands to a bus. So
no.
if they're traveling by bus...
Yeah, if they had more bands,
but,
dude, it'd be great.
No, you but know? I'm saying, Pat,
so
are the Murder Junkies,
two buses
Pat,
going.
When I go see the Murder Junkies, who I like a lot more, when I go see the Murder Junkies in Bangor, first of all, I'm going for free. But if I was paying, would I be paying $125 for two tickets?
Well, not only are you going to see the Murder Junkies that night, but you're going to see Hate Trash. And we got three other bands playing that night, too.
Four
and,
Ages.
You're probably going to pay
forget those bucks.
Well, $8 to $10.
Yes, exactly. And where does Merle live? Merle lives in like fucking Hollywood, so
Long
he's got
Beach,
jet
California.
Fuel too. Exactly. And we ain't paying no $125 to see the fucking Murder Junkies. And
they're spread out coast to coast, man. Coast to coast, the band.
That's all I'm saying. But wait, let's get to a cheaper, more affordable local show that we would love to invite you guys to, and that's the Pogo Dance going down June 3rd at the Sportsman's Cafe. Pogo City presents the Pogo Dance. Now we got
18 to party, 21 to drink.
Damn right, Fragmented from NYC Hardcore.
Don't you forget it.
Who we have to get on here tonight, if I remember, please remind me. Fragmented coming out, and also Minor Setback. You know, punk band from...
I heard the DJ's going to suck that night, though.
And then we get to the main event.
He's going to be wasted
DJ
by that time
Taint, Taint.
Midnight show ends.
What are these round things?
But that's when DJ Andrew Bedlam comes out.
AKA
we're doing...
DJ Sweaty
AKA
Taint.
The drunk guy in the corner.
Yeah, right. We're going to be playing, tracks from bands... We're going to be playing tracks from bands like the Ramones, the Street Brats, Blank 77, the Undertones in a, disco lit area at the end of the show as an after party. There's going to be a couple more bands on the bill, and we got drink specials going on all night long. $5 entry, $1.75 drafts, $1.25 shots, $5.50 for pitchers, $7 trash cans, and yes, it is 18 to party, 21 to drink. Shatter Shack, Sportsman's Cafe, June 3rd. And with that being said, let's get to Chris Spedding's Pogo Dancing.
Hey, this is your chance to do the pogo dance. So get your both feet off of the ground. What goes up must come down. Pogo dancing. We'll be right back.
Yeah, she's up there still. Pogo dancing. You on the way down. Pogo dancing. What like the latest thing that's going round? I say, cha 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 cha. Pogo dancing. One move from side to side, one finger jumping up and down.
Gonna move things over to the Clash, dedicating this one out to Black Cat. Bank Robber.
Bad, y'all. Love you. So we came to drive it.
Right, so that was The Clash.
That was The Clash.
Bank Robber, and before that we had Chris Spedding with Pogo Dancing. Now, we were talking to you guys about our show on June 3rd, but we got a couple more to tell you about. Told you about Stiff Pogo.
Few more.
Actually, Stiff Pogo Palooza already happened because we're pre-recording. So, Pat, I had a blast with you at Stiff Pogo Palooza the other night, man.
I don't even remember playing that night.
It was awesome.
Joe, that cover of whatever.
I don't know, but yeah, it was, that shit was sick, right?
You guys, it's a one in a lifetime.
Wait, hear the new cover we're doing. The new cover we're doing is it's great.
Okay, well, let's get to a show that is coming up, and that's Dive Stock, April 8th. Stiff Peters Productions teaming up with Pogo City Radio. Stiff Pogo presents. Slam
Pogos.
Parenthood, Sick 86, Welter, Death Wish Bride, and Pigeon Lookout Squad, Punk Rock Philadelphia, PA. Now, this is going down at the Sportsman's Cafe, 18 to party, 21 to drink. Got a lot of drink specials going on all night long. What are they, John?
They are $1.75 drafts, $1.25 shots. $5.50 for a pitcher and $7 for a trash can. What is a trash can?
How much
trash
is a soda?
Soda for Pat. I don't know. There's not a special on it.
Or
probably more expensive.
Do they have birch beer?
It's what you want to give to your girlfriend.
We'll have ginger beer. And
just say you're the DD. Water.
Ginger beer.
Water.
I'd love to have one of those
ginger
an hour.
Beer.
Rooty beer.
Okay, all right. Well, we got a couple more
maybe
shows.
Maybe some food, too, because it seems like, you know.
Did we talk about, we talked about the Undead show, right? On this
we've,
one?
We talked, yeah, we talked about a lot of shows.
All right, May 20th, the Undead coming to the Alternative Gallery, North 4th Street in Allentown. Pogo Punk Rock Block Party, Pogo City Radio Punk Rock Block Party, teaming up, bringing you the Undead with former Misfits guitarist Bobby Steele on vocals. So make
pretty
sure
cool.
You guys come so out for this one with Admit Nothing, Totally Gnarly, Sick 86. And we've got another special guest coming on who I can't announce yet, but they're worth coming out to see. So make sure you guys get out to that. I guess we'll get back to the music and tell them about this, the rest of this fucking crazy Pogo summer we're about to have throughout the valley, bringing punk rock back to the valley. And
like
it's
I
time
said in the beginning of the show, man, our fucking pulse is so close to the underground that, you know, you might as well just call us the asshole.
The asshole of the underground. We're gonna get to a real fun song talking about some fun times. We're gonna do Blank 77 covering Iggy Pop and the Stooges, a tribute to the Stooges.
Yeah,
this comes off of now this album.
There's a documentary coming out.
I want to look at this album for a second because this has got one crazy, like all over the place. Let me see if I can find the album. Where is it? All right, this has got one crazy. Listen to the tracks on this album. All right, So it starts off, this is a tribute to Iggy Pop and the Stooges, We Will Fall. We got Joey Ramone doing 1969, but then we got the Red Hot Chili Peppers doing Search and Destroy. That's with Joan bad. Jett doing Wild Child, Alpha Dog, The Misfits, I Gotta Write, Monster Magnets on the damn thing, Blank 77 of the Lunatics. I mean, this has got like a really all over the place lineup. Is that say Sugar Ray? Sugar Ray is also on this album.
What?
I guess this is
now
this
I'm buying fucking, it.
This, is that
Take
really
back
sold?
To the 90s.
I'm sold.
Old.
Everybody
shit.
Sold.
Mama, all right, so this
Sugar
is
Ray's out of retirement.
I just wanna fly.
Does Pogo City have Sugar Ray coming through? So Jesus
all right, well, Christ! I think we just figured out what our wild
we
card
some
could be. Song. Oh, jeez. Or what somebody's guilty pleasure is.
90s flashback.
That's just what I do.
We will get to the wild card a little bit later in the show, but let's get to Blank 77's fun time.
Revolution won't be the last. Viva la revolution.
the rich man's cash. So loose, it won't be the last.
Oh, especially if he quit. Now that was The Addicts on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah.
Having a lot of fun. Now, my man Black Cat had to bail, but it was real good seeing him. Me and Cat used to be roommates for a little bit. You know what I mean? Me and Cat were living together for about a year and a half.
For a 364.
That's an interesting way
Cat,
to put it.
I know, he's got some really good stuff going, trying to give back to the community. So I'm not even going to try and attempt to say the goddamn name of the thing, but hit us up and we'll hook you up with Pat.
Did you guys share an 8x6 room?
Yes, we did.
So you saw him naked then?
Oh, Jesus. Really,
this just
dude?
Got
like
real
a million
awkward.
Times?
Let's walk away.
No, I've never been to jail. I just wanted to like know what I'm getting into.
We didn't have to say we were talking about jail per se, but we didn't.
Oh, shit.
I was just asking questions. I didn't.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly. Yeah,
I
we can do it more nonchalantly than that next time.
Yeah,
but fucking, we're going to get some Madball queued up.
It.
But let's remind you guys, are rocking with the Pogo crew. That's the lovely rude girl, Jessica, Mark Poison, Hate Pat,
hey,
Sarah Dad. Bears, and my man Devil John. So
what's up?
This next one, Madball, going out to Sarah.
Yeah,
Sarah, why don't
so
you
intro?
What do you want to hear?
Well,
you want to do some
set
it off?
Yeah.
Set it off, Madball, Pogo City Radio.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
What is up with these long goddamn intros tonight? I can't stand this shit when I forget this shit's on the track and there's just random chaos. Like, I would get rid of all this background noise. It's a pain in the ass, but here we go. Here's Madball with Set It Off. We're just going to keep pressing buttons.
All aboard!
Shit out. Dude, like, this is ridiculous.
This is unnecessary.
It's been 40 seconds. 42.
Madball.
Right,
Madball. Oh, go figure.
This is Madball with New York City.
I see it every day. Everywhere I look, they say, I'm not a rock. I've been taken away. It makes my very turn. But living here, you gotta learn. It's reality. Say your prayers. I'm broke, I'm with you. But you make it do what's got to do. Don't look in trouble. Sometimes it's gonna find you. And what can you do? What can I do? But I want fight to exist. This fight are extinct. My days, people don't seem to think. They can't see. Easy it is, they said it's okay. That decision is not there to make. Say your prayers. On the road, I'm with you. But you better do what's got to do. Don't look in trouble. Sometimes I'm gonna find you then. What can you do? What can I do? What can I do?
my stomach turn. Living here, you gotta learn. You gotta fight back when someone tries to take your life from you.
All right, Merle, bass player of the Murder Junkies. We're talking off the air here, but let's talk about it. I told them we were going to plug it sometimes. So Merle got his like Murder Junkie, not his murder, his murder memorabilia store. I don't know. Merle would sell you his soul if he could only find it. All right, this guy's trying to sell you his dreadlocks. He's got baby pictures. Oh. He's got some real cool shit, too, like old concert flyers, old footage of Gigi, some
He's
rare
selling
records.
His dreadlocks.
Oh, he cut
Dude,
off his beard.
Dude, Rick Dice did that same shit.
He's got
them
cut in like 8-inch sections, and he's selling them.
The last time the Murder Junkies came around, they spent the night at my house, and I had a pet pig, and Merle was eating breakfast, and his dreadlocks beard was all the way on the floor, and the pig started eating them.
Oh,
that
man.
Is so fucking awkward.
That's awesome. I want
that
one,
really
dude.
Cool,
honestly,
though.
My parents won't let me have one though, because I'm 35 and a little more parents.
But,
oh my god!
Don't brag about that.
The reason
I'm bragging about
don't
it,
ever,
dude,
don't ever
I have no
delusions
of who I am. Trust me.
The reason why we were bringing that
we
up, though,
believe you.
We got the Murder Junkies queued up now, but the reason why was Sarah had the great idea of taking Pogo the Clown,
John Wayne Gacy.
And putting on a Pogo City shirt, and I said Merle Allen would be all about that. So we'll have to talk.
Your blood.
We'll have to, that's what we're going to play. Now, this is off the Murder Junkies' latest album with P.P. Duvet on vocals.
P.P. Duvet.
This is Your Blood
Duvet.
Coming off Killing for Christ's Sakes. Right now, that was the Murder Junkies coming off their latest album, Killing for Christ's Sakes. Now, we got the 7-inch for that hanging up right on the wall. Autographed by Merle to
yes,
Pogo City Radio.
Because we love vinyl.
There's a lot
because
of 7-inches
awesome.
Hanging, but there's
send in your
not
vinyl.
All on the wall.
Please send in your vinyl. We are vinyl addicts.
Yeah, now, honestly, the turntable went down last week.
That's
I thought I could get
bummer.
It to work this week. Did not. We got. We do have some records that came in the mail, and Squid from Topsoil was good enough when he played for us at Pogo City Presents Unplugged at the Welcome Inn a couple weeks ago to give us a Topsoil 7-inch. We would be playing that, but we can't, so sorry.
Because we
killed maybe we'll
the
see. I think they're online, though, so let me see if
donate
I can find it.
Donate to turntables to Pogo City Radio.
Yeah, there you go, people. You want to support, donate some newer turntables to Pogo
yeah, we
City
do.
Radio.
And send us some of your vinyls, too, because I know there's a lot of people with limited there. Releases and things.
Absolutely. Hit us up, Facebook.com. No, hit us up, staff@PogoCityRadio.com. You guys can chat it up with us over at facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. But if
yes.
you guys want to get your stuff up on the show, it's a lot easier. Please send us MP3s to staff@PogoCityRadio.com and give us a little info about your band and shit. All right, but let's get back to the music. Only a couple more minutes left in this one, but we will be going for round three tonight. That is some of us.
Round
but,
three.
I think
somebody
ding, ding, ding,
took
ding.
His extends today.
I think my my man Devil John gonna take a walk to the drugstore with the Dorbs. It over with the Plea Boys. All right, now that's the Plea Boys coming off Punks Unite 2 International Chaos.
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. But we're going to get to another newer, well, actually, this is an old throwback segment that we're.
Wildcard, bitches!
Segment we're bringing back the Pogo City Wildcard.
The Wildcard?
Yeah, we got some Charlie Day and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Now, what the wild card is where we play something off format, where we play whatever the fuck we want to hear, so just tough fucking shit if you don't like it. Tonight, it's not that
sometimes
off the
wall. Sometimes it's Pots and Pans bands.
Sometimes
no
it's
idea.
Eazy-E. Sometimes it's Eazy-E. Sometimes it's Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. And that's what it is tonight. Tonight's Pogo City Wild Card. S.O.B. Spaghetti policy. We're not always Sunny in Philadelphia fans around here, are we?
Yeah.
No.
Yo, all right.
Happy
so
birthday,
we got,
Charlie
you know,
Day.
We don't have the time. Oh, yes. It, what
it
was it
yesterday?
All right.
Happy
see, Jess is obsessed
birthday.
With Charlie
oh,
Day.
Yes, I
oh,
am.
Which
yeah,
reminds
man.
Me, we're supposed to play International Override.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We are supposed to play them. We are running out of time. We'll get them in the next show. But, yeah, all right. So did anybody catch the last, well, the latest Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I haven't watched it in a while, but I'm like definitely into
it. Are you guys assholes?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm into
are
it.
You guys, all right.
I watch it.
I want to talk about this.
You want me to come over and watch it?
All right,
it?
Well, this is how the season ends, right? Dennis, the double life, right?
Oh, no.
Turns
spoiler.
Out, do you remember in in Wade Boggs episode, a couple seasons. Okay. Uh-huh. Remember he gets off the plane in North Dakota?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, he bangs some chick. Says his
in a bar.
Says his name's Prudence. When they steal the identity of the guy with the Phillies tickets.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he steals that identity again, says
Brian
this
Lefebvre.
Guy. Brian Lefebvre bangs this chick, has a kid with her. Has a kid with her. She comes back. They think she's money grubbing, and they're trying to get rid of her. And then Dennis falls for the kid, says he quits and walks out, turns the lights off on the bar, and the season ends.
That's not all right.
I know. I was so unsettled by it. Yeah. I have had anxiety
it
all
ended,
week because
like,
of
and
it.
And it was kind
fair,
of emotional.
Dennis
it was
is
it's
not
ha-
my
the
favorite
whole,
character.
It's very emotional.
Yeah, it's
the last
definitely,
two
yeah.
episodes.
The last
was.
Two episodes were definitely getting like a drama Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Still funny as
yeah.
ever loving shit.
I still love
but
it.
But they definitely
it
got a little.
But yeah, they got more like serious.
I'm
there.
Completely lost.
That's because
all
the side stuff that they're
getting. I'm lost just because I haven't watched it in forever, but I do love it.
But they are confirmed for another two seasons after this.
Yeah. But how are they going to go on without Dennis?
Well, who knows what happens?
Nah,
he
probably he
just
comes
walked
back.
Out. You don't know what happens. We'll see. Oh maybe the girl stays.
I
maybe
mean,
he talks
Dennis.
To her. And
I'm still lost.
What was the girl's name with the dead like tooth?
Maureen.
Maureen.
Oh, do you know what happened to Maureen? Do you want to know what happened to Maureen? We'll talk about it off the air. We got to get back to punk rock.
Let's go back to punk rock.
This is the anti-nowhere league with Animal. Animal. All right, getting a little sidetracked up in Pogo City HQ, having a lot of fun while the mics are muted tonight. We're always having fun up in
always.
Here. We're going to be doing another show, but we're going to be getting out of here.
We hope you're having fun out
for
there in Pogo Land.
Now we got to hit
more
up
PBR.
That. Thank you. I'm so happy. The lovely Rude Girl Jessica finally coming out of her shell tonight a little, making me nervous sitting over there like somebody killed her
what?
Fucking puppy.
Shut up.
You have a puppy?
No.
Like, it's been a long day, dude.
But let's hit up the free plug party. Now, we told you
balls.
We got the Murder Junkies in Bangor. Pat does May 21st. At
yeah.
What is it again?
The Works.
The Works.
Kitchen,
why
42
can't I remember
Market
that?
Street, Bangor, Pennsylvania.
There you go. The Works. And then the day before, we got the Undead the going fuck? Down at the Alternative Gallery, North 4th Street, Allentown, with Sick 86 and Meant Nothing and Totally Gnarly. Totally Gnarly. A lot of fun. Played them on the show before. We'll have to get them in the next show. And got to remind you guys, the show of the summer for the Valley, definitely going to be the Punk Rock Flea Market going down August 26th at the Alternative Gallery, North 4th Street, Allentown. Going to be an all-day long event. We're talking 10 bands playing, all bands that you want to see. And we're going to be selling table space, taking taking up both floors of the building. So all you vendors, got to hit us up, staff@pogocityradio.com,
sell
so we can
wares.
Get you the paperwork. And got to get the paperwork filled out as soon as possible. So please hit us up. And then you guys, whatever you want. It's the Punk Rock Flea Market. We don't care if you're selling dildos, records, whatever the fuck you want. Get out there and, you know, show your support to the local music scene as well. I mean, it's going to be a good lineup. Can't announce the bands yet. Talking to a lot of people. Going to be at least 10 bands, though, we're thinking.
So you haven't asked me.
Hey, Pat, you want to play?
Well, now the invitation's out for everyone.
I just want attention.
Well, let's remind it. Oh, no, that show already happened. Damn it. Okay, well, we had fun at Stiff Pogo Palooza.
Right. That was great, dude.
Holy fuck. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That
night.
Real crazy shit.
Pre-recorded.
We went back in time, and then went
episode
forward.
Episode of Family Guy.
Continuum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, there's
but I know.
There's a
we've
fucking wormhole
the
somewhere.
Continuum.
We're such nerds.
All right, okay. So let's get out of here with a one we got to play from my man Mark Poison talking about Bishop's Green Alone.
It's for Steve Thorman.
Bloody on the ground, feet down and all alone, no one else.
All right, everybody, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Thanks for checking out Pogo City Radio.
Great song. Pogo City Radio.